It came suddenly without warning during one of the Luftwaffe's 76 continuous nightly air raids on our great city of London in 1941. I was a young boy of 13 then. My mother, grandmother, and I were in our usual place sitting in the large cupboard under the stairs where we always took refuge during an air raid. It was in the basement of my grandfather's house and was considered a safe place to shelter. Granddad was out in the kitchen making a cup of tea when it struck. An almighty crash, an explosion of noise, sudden darkness, dust, and smoke everywhere. We later found out that a large bomb had landed on the small wax and polish factory directly opposite our house in Trafalgar Avenue, Peckham. There were the three of us now, trapped in the cupboard, the door blown in, with no way of getting out. Worse still was the fact that we could not see a thing. Total darkness. Mother kept calling out, "Dad, Dad, Dad, help us, get us out," but without any reply. Silence had suddenly come, but we were still in the dark. All of a sudden, I remembered I had my small torch with the red, white, and amber glass that I got for Christmas. I got it out, turned it on, to see the state we were in. Covered in dust, thankfully no injuries, but still trapped in. Mum asked if I was all right, and if Grandma was okay. She still carried on calling out for Father to help us. She said what luck I had the torch, but that I had better turn it off, and only turn it on occasionally to save the battery. Mum said we mustn't panic, but we must try and make ourselves heard. Call out all at once, which we did at about 5-minute intervals. We could now hear water hissing and a smell of gas. After some time, seemed like hours, we heard a voice calling, "Mr. Jenkinson, Mr. Jenkinson, Fred, Fred, are you okay?" We all called out together, "We are here under the stairs, trapped in." Silence for a bit. Then the voices got louder and nearer. Then a torch of light and tugging at the door. Then the door being forced open to reveal our rescuers, Mr. Williams and Mr. Bennett, our next door neighbors, in their tin helmets and uniform of the ARP. An ambulance was waiting outside our house, and we were all whisked off to the hospital, checked over, and spent the night there. Regrettably, what we didn't know was that dear old granddad, Fred, was killed when the heavy plaster ceiling fell in on him during the initial explosion. If only he hadn't gone out in the kitchen to make the tea, but stayed under the stairs with us.